When we have problems in life, sometimes they loom so large that they make God appear to be small, at least from where we're standing. Surely God won't help me. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be with you again as today we take a look at God's help in your life from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you draw closer to Jesus to become all that He made you to be. This week on the program, we're looking at our lives when we find ourselves under siege. You know, everywhere we turn, we feel as though we're cut off from really living life to the full. We're surviving just. We want to blame everyone else instead of actually doing something about whatever it is that's causing us grief. And God, well, God, He'll help other people, but no, not me. My problem is so big, it's so real, it's so impossible. No, God wouldn't do anything about it. Look, I know that God in theory could do something about it. I mean, after all, He's God, but in practice, no, on balance, I really don't think God's going to show up. Haven't we all been down that road? Desperation, when our life is under siege, when we're dealing with one problem and maybe problems in life on multiple fronts. Maybe work's not going well at the same time as this isn't going well at the same time as we're having money problems and kid problems. And in that desperation, those problems loom so large. They look like they're bigger than God. In our head, we know it's not the case, but in our hearts, where we believe, that's where we perceive the problems to be bigger than God. It may be an uncomfortable fact, but in those times we can put more faith in the problem than we do in God. It's true, isn't it? Over the last couple of days on the program, we've been looking at a story from the Old Testament, 2 Kings chapter 6 and 7. It's about the siege of a city called Samaria, just north of Jerusalem. And what happens in this siege is that the Aramite army comes and lays siege around the city. And the siege is all about, well, the Aramite army can't break the defences of the city, so they lay siege, they cut off the water, they cut off the food, they starve people out, and so food is so scarce it's worth a fortune. Women are killing their children and cannibalising them. The king has completely lost hope. Everyone's seen that the king has lost hope. The place is an absolute mess. And Elisha is God's man on the ground. He's a prophet. He speaks for God. And when the king comes and says, I accuse God of this. This is God's fault. You know, God did this to me. How often have we heard that? We've got to find someone to blame. God's as good as any. He's a big target. Let's blame God. When the king comes to Elisha and says that this is what Elisha says, hear the word of God today. Tomorrow about this time, in just 24 hours, a measure of choice meal will be sold for just a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. And the captain who was with the king said to the prophet, come on, even if the Lord made windows in the sky, could such a thing happen? But Elisha said to him, you know something? You're going to see it with your own eyes, but you will not eat from it. So here's God's man on the ground. This siege has been going on, we don't know how long, but in the opening of that story in chapter 6, verse 24 of 2 Kings, we know that food was selling for an outrageous amount of money. We know that women were killing their children to eat them. We know that there was a desperate, desperate famine going on. And in the middle of all of that, when all is lost, God comes along and speaks into that situation through Elisha and says, in 24 hours, there's going to be abundant food. Now, that was completely and utterly impossible, you understand. And in my experience, when we feel under siege and we feel God coming along saying to us, saying, I'm going to deliver you from this siege, His word always seems impossible. Because we're people, we're human, we're focused on the problem, we're focused on the need, we're focused on the siege, and we lose sight of the enormity of God's love and grace and power. Isn't that what we do? When Jackie and I were on our honeymoon a few years ago, we flew on a small plane over the fjordlands on the South Island of New Zealand. beautiful, beautiful country. But when we got to the airport, they said, look, you know, it's going to be windy, a bit bumpy, do you still want to come? And, of course, being the fool that I am, I said, yeah, we'll still go. And so we got in this plane, and about 100 feet off the ground, it was so bumpy. I thought, what have we done? And when we got up high, I tell you what, those mountains, those Alps, they looked so big, and God looked so small. The mountains that we were flying around or near were called the Remarkables, and they're not called that for no reason. They're massive. They're big, rocky, snow-covered mountains. And we flew through such turbulence in this tiny little plane. When we were coming into land, it's like you see in the movies sometimes from the cockpit of a plane, the old movies. All you could see, top, bottom, left and right, out of the window of the plane was mountain. You couldn't see sky. You couldn't see ground. You could just see mountain. So you lost your distance perspective. And I was sure we were going to crash into that mountain before we turned left to land. I was absolutely certain. And in that moment, for me, God somehow shrunk and became a whole bunch smaller than those mountains. I mean, really, did God lose his power to keep me safe right then? Did he lose his will to keep me safe? Of course he didn't. Just felt like he did. And that's life. It's hard in that siege. Everything looks so impossible. So we have a few choices at that point. We can sit there and grumble and complain like the king did and blame God and stay there and starve to death. In many respects, you know, that's the easy option. We can try the self-help program, but so often we get involved in circumstances in life that we just can't change by ourselves. Or we can take a mighty step forward to trust in God. But Bernie, how do I trust in God when I'm scared? When the circumstances look too big? That is a good question. And for me, this is what happens. Sometimes when the circumstances look bigger than God, I just believe with as much faith as I can. My faith isn't perfect. In fact, it's not about how big my faith is, it's about how big my God is. Jesus said, you only need a mustard seed of faith. That was the smallest seed that those people knew of at the time. And that little mustard seed of faith can move mountains, even the Remarkables, let me say. And the second thing that I do, even though my faith isn't complete and my faith isn't perfect, is I walk out of my siege. Even when I'm scared, even when I'm afraid, I just take a step forward anyway. And what I've found is that when I do that, and God always shows up, it grows my faith for next time. And next time, I can believe in God a little bit more. God isn't looking for perfect faith. God is just looking for a heart that says, Lord, I believe you enough to take that first step in the direction you're telling me. Faith, someone once said, is the opiate of the masses. Not for me. For me, following God in faith takes a lot of courage. And some days we do it afraid, and sometimes we do it scared, but we do it anyway. What's the alternative? Stay there and die? Doesn't matter how big the mountains are. Doesn't matter how big the siege is. Doesn't matter how big the problem is and how small our plane is. God doesn't shrink when we're facing a siege. God doesn't lose interest. God doesn't get bored. God doesn't wander off somewhere. Jesus said, all you need is faith the size of a mustard seed, and you can move mountains. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of His Word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.